Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand. I don't know if you've heard about the minks. Over 12,000 mink have been killed by the pandemic. It's mostly in Utah, but at least 2,000 in Wisconsin as well. Dr. Will Sanders with the College of Veterinary Medicine at the University of Illinois, and he joins us live now. Dr. Will, thanks very much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Yeah, great to be here, Steve.
All right, so what's going on? Are there other animals impacted like this, or is it just mink?
Mink seem to be most severely impacted, and we've had mink farm outbreaks in Denmark and Netherlands since April, actually. And it's finally hit Utah in August, and then Wisconsin last week, and Michigan as well on Friday.
And this is coming from humans to the mink, right?
Correct, yeah. The biggest risk right now is human workers at those farmers at those mink places and actually passing the disease to the mink.
But there's no indication that any humans have been sickened by the animals.
No, in Denmark, they've had a couple investigations there because they've had so many farms affected, and they believe there may be a couple of human cases where the disease has crossed back from mink to people. So it hasn't been completely confirmed, but there's a high suspicion for that. And again, the biggest risk still with COVID is human-to-human transmission by far and away.
Right, and it's not going to affect you if you have a coat in the closet.
Correct. You're safe.
You know, interesting, and I want to talk about the differences now. In the States, it sounds like none of the mink have been euthanized, but in Denmark, and I think in the Netherlands as well, that millions have been euthanized.
Yeah, that's correct, because typically the mink are getting sick and not showing signs for very long and dying within about a day or so. And so there's been a push from a humane standpoint for euthanasia on a lot of these farms that have been heavily affected in Scandinavia. And so it's coupled with the fact that actually in the Netherlands, they're planning on phasing out mink farming by 2022, and that's been expedited now. They're trying to phase it out by next spring.
So the idea is they're putting these animals down to prevent them from suffering through the virus.
Correct.
That's not right. Not to keep it from spreading to other farms.
And the bigger concern is the humane nature for keeping these animals, you know, not suffering through the disease. There's obviously concern about spread, but a lot of these farms have immense biosecurity in place already, so they're not really going from farm to farm.
I had no idea that Wisconsin was the leading fur producer in the United States. I would imagine that's something you're well aware of.
Yeah, it's surprising, you know, and it's still not a huge industry in Wisconsin, even though it's the number one state in the country for mink production, but it is number one, and Utah is number two.
Any idea how many mink are harvested a year in Wisconsin?
I don't know the numbers off the top of my head. I know it's about $1 million or $1.5 million, I think, that's generated from those, you know, mink pelts that are harvested every year.
And the,
but again, it's not a huge amount.
Right. But the other thing that struck me is that the fur from these animals that have been killed by the virus is still usable, right? So the farmers are still going to be able to harvest the fur from the animals that were put down or sick or died of the sickness.
Yeah, that's true. Unfortunately, a lot of these mink that are being affected are ones that are in the breeding stocks, and so they're older mink and typically not ones that are harvested for their pelts. The younger ones are being less affected, and those are the ones who usually, in the farming industry, are used for the pelts themselves.
Okay, so I'm sitting in Chicago looking over the Chicago River and the great skyline here, but I live in Lake County, and there are mink, wild mink in Illinois, right?
There are a few wild mink in Illinois. Not many, but a few.
And that shouldn't be, I mean, I guess they're not coming in contact with humans, so there's not much of an issue there.
It's unlikely. I mean, we've had seen a few wild mink affected in, again, Netherlands, but it hasn't been a big concern at this point.
Okay, so why is it that the mink are impacted?
Sure. So, I mean, we're still trying to figure out a lot of this, and just like everything with COVID, we're learning more and more each day. There have been several studies that have looked at, you know, how are animals able to be susceptible or vulnerable to this virus? And there are certain receptors that are key to being able to allow that virus into the body. And for some reason, this family, that include mink and ferrets, have that receptor where it's more, it's easier for the virus to get into them.
Certainly
not true with all animals, but some animals seem to have a bigger propensity for that.
People are worried about their house cats. Should they be concerned about that?
No, I mean, we certainly have had a few cats in the U.S. Come down positive with SARS coronavirus, but the number as of today is about 31 cats in all of the U.S. since this outbreak started. You know, compared to the 7.7 million people who have been infected in the U.S., it's possible, but as you can see, the chance is very low.
So there's nothing that anyone who's a cat owner should do to be concerned or to protect the cats?
So if you are sick or you think you have signs that relate to COVID, you should still take similar precautions as you would around any other person. So trying to wear a mask, you know, if you can have somebody else take care of your pets while you're sick, that would be the best situation. And CDC lays out a lot of those guidelines on their website as well.
Will Sander from the University of Illinois, thank you very much for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Yeah, happy to be here to talk about this, and I hope everybody stays well.
Well, you too. Stay well. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN.